Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the noon report, we spotlight the issues impacting our public school families with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. As we like to say around here, often imitated, never duplicated. Dr. Ralph Kerr, welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you, Bob. And some people would say, thank the Lord for small blessings.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to start this week with one of your favorite topics, teachers' unions. There's a huge controversy going on between the CDC and the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers. They are accused, Ralph, of unduly influencing the Centers for Disease Control guidelines when it comes to school reopenings. What were your thoughts on that story?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that they had a lot of influence on the reopening guidelines, in that some of the very language that appeared in the emails they sent to the CDC ended up in the guidelines. What I really don't understand about this is it's a case, I believe, of the leadership being totally out of touch with their membership, in the sense that many districts are fully open and teachers are teaching their students in person. And so trying to influence guidelines that are saying keep schools closed, maybe even into September, yeah, I think just shows how far away they are from the union membership.
Yeah, and I was shocked that remote learning is still today in this country. 4 out of 10 kids are still away from the classroom. It's just really sad to think about. Usually school board meetings aren't that riveting. You've been in a few, but there was one last week in Granite, Utah, that was chaotic to say the least, and it had everything to do with masks in schools. Where do you stand on this debate?
Well, I don't understand why there's still a requirement in many places that students wear masks. The multitude of the teachers have been vaccinated. I don't understand it at all, and I think it's time to just move off from that. Last week, I heard some horror stories of children who had worn masks. One of them had, they'd worn it so long, the mask was actually stuck to their face. Huh. And in other cases, they're just spreading disease because they're breathing in, instead of breathing fresh air, they're breathing all the carbon dioxide and the other germs that are captured within the mask. So my take on it is get the masks off the children and get the teachers vaccinated.
One more controversial topic, and then we'll move to another issue. But some schools, not a lot, but some at the college level, Drexel in Pennsylvania, Cornell in New York, for instance, requiring students be vaccinated before they're allowed to return to campus next fall. I know the vaccine debate is another hot one. What are your thoughts on that, Ralph?
Well, that's just not going to work. As you know, we run the Genesee Rapids baseball team, the Summer Collegiate League.
Yeah.
And we tried to say that the players that are signing contracts need to be vaccinated, and immediately ran into some issues. Some players are saying that for religious reasons, they're not able to take the vaccine, and others have already had COVID and are prohibited by their doctor from being vaccinated.
Yeah.
So we've come to a place, and I think it's more realistic to say that we are urging people, and this is what I would say to the colleges, urge them to be vaccinated, maybe provide even the vaccination site on campus, as some colleges are doing. But other than that, maybe require a negative test within the 72 hours of their arrival, mm-hmm, and put them on notice that they may be required to be tested throughout the year, and then honor the religious exemptions that are in place for all kinds of vaccinations, not just the COVID-19.
Yeah, seems like a sensible solution. Let us talk state testing, Ralph, in closing in just a minute or so. There was a lot of complaining, I'll put it politely, over those spring exams, the 3rd through 8th tests. They used to call them Common Core. A lot of folks wanted to know, since they didn't matter, why didn't they cancel those exams during this pandemic? Did you think that those exams were a waste of time?
No, I didn't. I think it's a good thing that they administered them, because we need to know where students are in terms of what they have learned during the pandemic. And I think the information that will come from that will be really helpful in knowing what extent the learning loss has really been during the pandemic and where teachers need to pick it up when they do get back to regular instruction.
We've done teachers' unions, masks, vaccines, and we've done state testing, and we did it all in 5 minutes. So way to go, Ralph. But if you have questions about the great work that's happening at the Teaching and Learning Institute, Ralph, where can folks find you?
They can simply go to yrun.org, yrun.org.